So that's me. And I have nothing to disclose. So hopefully by the end of the session, you'll be able to describe social media utilization by different platform among the participating highly educated sample, and be able to define and describe how low versus high social media engagement activities are measured and their level, and discuss study implication on assessing engagement level and selecting appropriate social media platform for health communication. So why study this topic? As we all know, because there has been rapid adoption and advancement of internet and social media, and that really presents a great opportunity for us as health communication specialists and for some potential intervention. And also from the Pew study, there has been steady increase of online health information utilization, and so about 80% of the U.S. internet users actually have looked online for health information. So that's pretty impressive and really provides us a good platform for delivering information this way. So this study tried to examine both the internet and social media use, and again, among a highly educated sample, and to learn perspective from this normally our early adopters on new technology. So our sample is a convenient sample online and in higher education setting. And in terms of measurements, we assess the utilization of four major social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And we have a total of 372 participants. Mean age were 28. About close to 30% were married, and a little bit more female, which is not a surprise, nearly 60%, but we do have quite a lot of males too. And over 70% had college education and above. And overall, among the sample, over 95% use internet every day, and majority of them spend about 3 to 5 hours per day. And these are the various type of social media platform that was used. And so most popular one was obviously the Facebook, and that could partly contribute to the longer history of that one. And then we have 60% use YouTube. But however, for LinkedIn and Twitter, we have less than 40% are actually user. And over 60% say they have never used LinkedIn or Twitter. The longest history of social media utilization, that's more than 3 years and over, are Facebook and YouTube. And like I mentioned, over 60% say they have never used LinkedIn and Twitter. And also, they are not planned to become any active user either. And most individuals basically just read and like when they use social media, and they sometimes post their own comments and others and respond to others' posts. So these are the different engagement activities that we measured. So we have two levels. We call this as a basic engagement level. So basically, if you follow, like, read, or post, and we can see that, like I mentioned, most of the activity, which is about just half, do like or read. They don't normally post as much. And they sometimes share photo, videos, or share others' links, and respond their own comment and a little bit comment on others' posts as well. So these are all classified as our basic engagement level. And so the green bars are more of what I call as more pro or advanced engagement level. So if they have write tweets using hashtag or create YouTube channel, create a Facebook page, or hosting events using social media tool, and we can see that the percentage is lower than the basic engagement level. for their self-rated knowledge and skills, for internet overall is high. However, for social media, even though among this highly educated sample, was only medium. And overall, over 80% think internet is very important. However, we only have like a little bit over half thought social media is not very important. All right. So in conclusion, the findings indicate that social media utilization actually differs significantly. So that can give us some thoughts about when we want to promote our health information through internet or social media, which platform we might want to use. And again, majority of them read or like. They don't really interact in a deeper level. So perhaps future research should try to examine ways that we can encourage higher engagement activities so that they can become more active users. And also the study has implications on assessing engagement level and selecting appropriate channel for social media health intervention. All right, so I'm going to stop here. Any questions? I think we can open up for some quick questions, then we'll have a general panel at the end again. Yes?
Outside of social media, what other internet tools or sites might you have wanted to look at? Have you had time? I'm thinking of people searching for information online outside of social media, or sites like
Right.
Or mobile versus desktop.
Yeah, and those are not specifically included in this particular study, but those are good thoughts. On another study, which I don't know if I'll be presenting the other one. So we look at the trust level and frequency level of other internet sites, and we divided the internet site into like general internet site and versus those professional ones, so that would be like WebMD and more credible site. And so that's another place that we can do further research.